was, I guess, quite a lovable person and very warm and, you know, kind of the first one in the family and was just adored by my mother and father. And he enlisted in the First World War and was killed in France by poison gas. He went out to mend some wires, electric wires, and he didn't take his gas mask with him and he was gassed. I told the story last night that a cat told not too many years ago how she remembered the soldiers coming out the house. She was about, I was a baby. He'd never met me, he never saw me, because I had just been born, and Kat stayed home to help my mother take care of me. So she was, Kat was about 12 or 13 years old. And she said the two soldiers came out to the house and wanted to see my father, and my father was in town. I think probably it was a Saturday because he seldom went to town, and he said, and they, sis, who was next to Buddy, said, what do you want? And he said, well, I want to talk to your father. I want to talk to Mr. Little. And finally she said, something is wrong and I want you to tell me. She finally confronted him and he says, well, you know, he'd been killed in France. And she said, when you said that, my mother fainted. And in the meantime, my father had heard about it in town. And so the cat said she could remember sitting out on the back steps waiting for him to come home. And she, that was a bridge. It was at least a mile away. And they could hear the buggy coming across the bridge and the horse just flying, you know, just as fast as he could come home. And he said when he got in the backyard, there was a black man there. He said, you rub the horse down. And then he grabbed my mother and she said to her, everything is all right, your lover is home. He was really a sentimental Victorian person, you know, and he, that was the way, she said she remembered that so vividly.